For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Tuesday morning. Hope you're doing wonderfully out there. And we just got started on our teaching all week and giving you some downloads of what God has downloaded to me and how I shared some of these things in our ADM Spring Daytime Retreat. Very, very strong. I do understand that someone recorded it. I will listen back to that and try to get it edited down to a reasonable time frame. And I want to do it in another location as well because it's just some strong stuff to help us all grow. So I opened with John 15, and God talks about how he's the vine where the branch, the Father is the vine dresser. Verse 5, I'm the vine, you're the branches. Whoever lives in me and I in him bears much abundant fruit. Apart from me, amplified, cut off from vital union with me, you can do nothing. And so I really got to looking at this fruit, and I had said on an earlier broadcast, four areas of fruit. Paramount, though, is the fruit of the Spirit. I believe other fruit that we bear as we abide are souls, evangelism, souls for the kingdom of God, getting people born again to know Jesus. I believe fruit is answered prayer. I believe fruit is good works. Jesus said that your good works would glorify the Father in heaven. But for right now, I want to talk about this fruit of the Spirit. And again, I can only give glimpses on a four-minute broadcast. But, you know, Jesus is talking to the disciples, my brethren. He knows they're about to turn the world upside down. And yes, they had to have Pentecost. They had to wait in the upper room for the Holy Ghost. They were going to have this supernatural power to turn the world upside down for God. But they also would need this lifestyle change called abiding in him. Abiding, living in Christ to produce much abundant fruit. Let's look at it out of the Amplified. Galatians 5:22-23. But the fruit, there's our word, of the Holy Spirit, parentheses, the work which his presence within accomplishes, is love, joy or gladness, peace, patience. It's an even temper, forbearance. This is fruit that God wants you to be producing as you're abiding in him. It's what the outside world views, looks at, tries to come up and take a bite of. Kindness, goodness or benevolence, faithfulness. Are you true to your word? Are you faithful? Gentleness? Are you meek? Do you walk in humility? Self-control, which is amplified, self-restraint, continence. Now you got to remember, how do we open this out of John 15? God says, I want you to bear much fruit. It's those Galatians 5:22-23, nine fruit of the Spirit. But if you really break those down and study those are major. Those are what the outside world comes and looks at us and they say, wow, I really want that in my life. The branch, my brethren, should have the same DNA as the trunk. God being the trunk. More tomorrow on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.